The number of Americans who say they will not take a COVID-19 vaccine is twice as high in rural areas than elsewhere. The reluctance is widespread enough to raise questions about whether this country can reach herd immunity, but some people are working to persuade. Here's Aaron Bolton of Montana Public Radio.
Libby is a small town in northwest Montana. Lincoln County Public Health Manager Jen McCulley is walking downtown with a small cooler filled with syringes of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
We have a couple extra COVID vaccines. Anybody want one?
McCulley steps inside Shear Brothers Hobbies looking for people willing to take a handful of leftover vaccines from her weekly clinic. Standing behind the front desk, owner Stephen Shear says he's been hesitant about getting a shot because he's already had COVID-19.
I've always been kind of on the edge about it just because I don't want to get sick again kind of thing, you know. It's pretty much just me just worrying about nothing.
After a quick conversation, the 32-year-old agrees to get a shot right inside his store.
Let me go Pfizer.
She sticks on a Band-Aid and reminds him to check back for his second shot. McCulley says demand for vaccines has fallen dramatically in recent weeks, even though just a third of Lincoln County's population has received at least one dose. She says some people will get the shot once their questions are answered, and others just want it to be convenient.
If we go to the grocery store, we have people that are like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to try to get in, but just haven't. So yeah, I'll take it.
Survey data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates that at least a quarter of Montana's population is hesitant about getting COVID vaccines, one of the highest rates in the nation. In fact, the majority of counties are asking for fewer doses week to week as shots stock up in freezers. Ashley Kurzinger with the Kaiser Family Foundation says a lot of rural states are battling this problem.
There are specific groups, regardless of where you live, that are the most vaccine resistant. They tend to be Republicans, white evangelicals, and rural America just has a larger share of them in their population.
One in five rural Americans say they definitely won't take a COVID vaccine. And Kurzinger says survey data shows it will be nearly impossible to sway them. But she adds there is still progress to be made with the roughly 15% of the rural population that's still on the fence.
As they've seen few people get side effects, they've moved from that wait and see to now they're getting vaccinated. So that's really encouraging.
Back at the hobby shop in Libby, customer William Jennings says he considers himself to be a part of that wait and see group. But the 37-year-old has been thinking about getting vaccinated more as he's resurrected plans from last year to visit family.
We're going to Eugene, Oregon to go visit my brother and sister. And he's coming from Philadelphia.
He says having the shot brought to him made the choice to take it easy.
It's free. Why not? Yeah. Is it free?
It's free.
Many health officials across Montana say vaccine hesitancy will likely stand in the way of reaching herd immunity. That's why it's so important to vaccinate people like Jennings, one shot at a time. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting from Libby, Montana.